This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final hour of the big show. It's an FEF Friday on The Usual Suspects. Our comedian is none other than Barry Laminack, as he is headlining at the Joke Joint tonight. So we have him, as long as Nick doesn't fall asleep at the wheel, pulling some punches and maybe pulling a practical joke and saying, Barry, your clip's going to come up next. And then
I got it ready.
Psyching me out.
You know the deal on Fridays, 1:15, 2:15, 3:15.
No, but he's got it ready now.
No, we're going to do it. We're going to do a giveaway right now.
I know, but he's got it ready now.
Yeah, he should.
Now, whether he plays it or not on time is another story.
First, you screw up my Cotton Eye Joe this week.
So you heard a little
Wednesday.
Of sirens. You heard like 1.5.
Oh, no. That was the Prince song.
Yeah, you just killed yourself there, bro.
Oh, was he it? Was,
yeah.
Oh,
I was going off on another one. The sirens was Prince. You screwed that up.
Nick, man. I feel bad.
I was on Way Back Wednesday.
There's only 8 songs. You screwed up a fourth of my Way Back Wednesday. Yeah, do the math. I'll give you a minute.
Yeah, that will take a minute. Hold on. But there's technically 24 songs.
But in my hour,
so it's really not a fourth.
No, in my hour, you screwed up a fourth of my hour.
Okay.
Yeah. And then this.
But you got to look at things from an overall perspective.
I'm beginning to think Joel's your favorite. That's what I'm starting to think.
That's not true.
But Barry, these things happen in threes. You just hope
that he's gotten them out of his system.
Right.
Because he got this and the two Way Back Wednesday songs. Well, for this week, he got them out of his system. At least it's only Friday.
Let's hope so.
From scratch on Monday.
But I promised we would do a giveaway in the 3 o'clock hour, and since we got some other things coming up, and then we'll do show wrap. Let's go ahead and do the giveaway now.
Okay.
Now I don't know what happened to the tickets that got turned in. You might ask if you call and you don't win, you're not one of the first four. But here's what we're gonna do. Now I will preface this by saying, do not call the station. I'm gonna give you the number to call. It's at the Joke Joint. But the first four callers will win a table for four. So that's an $80 value. Now, I think we're getting down to some slim pickings on some of the shows. So it may just be the late shows. So maybe the 10 o'clock show tonight or the 10 o'clock show tomorrow. I'm not sure. But they'll let you know what it is. And you might sweet talk them into an early show tonight or something. I don't know. But first four callers are going to win a table of four. To see me, Andy Huggins, and Henry Price, it'll be tonight or tomorrow. At Call the Joke Joint, 281-481-1188. 281-481-1188. First four callers, you win tickets. Good luck. Have fun. That's the last giveaway. Now it's just hoping.
Hopefully the phone system doesn't crash.
Yeah, hopefully the phone system doesn't crash. So call them. 281-481-1188.
I do got a joke that I think you should use on your set today.
Okay.
Okay, Dre, slow down. All right.
Yeah.
Comb your Fu Manchu in the back.
You're calling people out. It's announced. What? You did it last segment. Let me tell you what. You did that on purpose, Nick, because you knew it pissed me off.
Get him.
Yeah. So we get texts from a lot of people, and Dr. Dre on 290 says, he texts me a joke to use, like, on the down low. Like, I was going to say the joke, but just as if I came up with it. Man, don't be texting me jokes. There's one thing that I'm all right with, whether good or bad, whether they work or they don't. Don't send me a joke to use on the show.
So Barry, I don't know if you know this or not, but during the break, I've been killing it on Saturday mornings in my hoop games. I texted James Harden, and I decided to give him one of my sweet moves that he needs to use tonight against the Nuggets. I think he's going to get a couple of buckets off of it.
James, your elbow's flaring out a little bit.
You might want to look instead of that Euro thing that you do when you get to the basket. Here's what I need you to do. You start to do the Euro thing, and then you pop down and do the splits real quick. But when you pop back up, the guy thinks that you're really hurt, and you get an easy lane to the basket for a layup. Try that tonight.
Yeah,
that'll
probably
it on Jamal
went well.
Murray. I think it's going to work.
That probably went well. Now, I will give credit where credit is due. At least one person liked the OU Mike call. He said, that Rambut joke had me dying laughing, driving around in this work truck with no tent. I think people thought I was psychotic. So there you go. There's the one OU Mike fan. He's got more. Whatever. Don't gas his head up. Yeah, that's my bad.
That.
And this is a question for you guys. You probably have an opinion on this. Should the Rockets go after Bellinelli?
Look, he's a shooter. See, here's the thing. And David Aldridge is reporting the Rockets and the Thunder are two teams are inquiring about Tony Allen, who was bought out by the Bulls. I don't think Tony Allen's got any gas left in the tank. I think unless your objective on a Tony Allen front is to try and get as many of the guys that got in James Harden's head with physical play, talk, and toughness, like P.J. Tucker has been in the past, if you add Tony Allen, all you'd really need is like Jay Crowder if Utah gets rid of him. Because other than that, I don't see a purpose in Tony Allen. He can't shoot. He struggles on every bit of offense. He was known as the best on-ball defender in the league, but he's way past his prime, and I think you can do better. In the case of Bellinelli, he fits the system depending on what he's got left in the tank because he's an unbelievable up-and-down three-point shooter. What I mean by that is he can run the floor, play high-paced, up-tempo. When he gets it, he can stop and pop, and he can fill it up. But that was what he was known for. I don't know if sitting all this time is going to help him. And like I said, from the get-go, my opinion is they still need front-court help.
Well, Bellinelli is not an option. Because the Hawks already, they reached a buyout agreement. It's been published by SB Nation.
Right, so he's a free agent. Anybody can have him.
Yeah, so he is an option.
Oh, he is an option.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they were saying that they're close to, I don't know, so it is official now, the buyout?
I think so.
Okay.
I think it's a reach out buyout agreement where, you're right. So it does say, I didn't realize. But the thing is, you know, here's my problem. I just wish I knew what the Rockets mentality was because it seems like they may be okay with not getting somebody inside, Joel. And if that's the case, then it makes it easier for me to tell you whether or not we should, you know, which three-point shooting player that could fit this system we should pick. You know what I mean? But if they're open to getting a guy on the inside, I actually would prefer that. You've mentioned that a lot before.
Yeah.
But it's from all the reports and the rumors, it just seems like they're looking for another three-point shooter.
The ironic thing, too, is I've heard a lot of people say they need another point guard. Well, no, they don't because they have two, and they start together. And at any one given time,
concerned about Gordon,
like Barry said about LeBron, those guys aren't giving the ball up. Those are your two point guards, so you don't need that. And when you're looking at depth, Gerald Green can't even get on the floor, and he's a three-point shooter, so you want to add another one.
Yeah.
And you've got enough of that. Well, but again, if Nene goes down, again, and or Tarik Black starts committing turnovers and fouling like crazy, or if that is, if D'Antoni will even trust him, if that, those are your three options along with Capella on the front line, I would say that's where your insurance policy should start. But and Daryl Morey has already said, look, with the trade deadline passed, we hope to sign one, if not two, buyout candidates. So maybe there's room for two.
Well, and there the talk that I've seen has not been any of those names. It's been about Joe Johnson. That's who it looked like that they were most serious about. They anticipated him getting bought out.
I talked to some of my sources last night and said that they had kicked the tires, but that they really gave them a 20 to 30% chance to be the team he chooses, and that if it comes down to his choice, Boston's probably leading in terms of teams that he would consider, but that the Rockets 20 to 30%.
Here's the thing that baffles me. If you look at his year this year, 32 games. I mean, and I'm not even going to worry about points and everything that he's doing. He's shooting 27% from behind the three-point line. What? Why do you look? Now, he's a career 37% shooter, but something's going wrong. You already got a guy that you expect to be able to shoot the three that can't in Ryan Anderson. Why would you want to go out and add Armadillo Cowboy?
That's just the Rockets.
By the way,
did you know that was
one of his nicknames?
Joe Johnson? No idea.
You guys are like, what kind of crack is Armadillo? I just saw that. So I'm looking at a stat line on Basketball Reference, and apparently they'll give you the nicknames of players, right?
Okay.
It's ISO Joe, which I think most of us have heard of. Joe Cool.
Okay.
All right. Big Shot Joe.
Oh, boy. That just flows off
and
the tongue.
And the Armadillo Cowboy. From now on, they will no longer be referred to as Joe Johnson on this show. If we're going to talk about him, we're going to be talking about the Armadillo Cowboy, period.
Here's my thing, too.
What?
If, regardless of the price, you want someone that could come in and help you. Everyone we've mentioned so far used to be something that they're not anymore. And you're hoping they still got a little left in the tank. Tony Allen, the Armadillo Cowboy, Bellinelli.
Very good.
You know, those are the kind of guys we're talking about. If you're looking at guys, and again, assuming they get bought out, but one of the names that was thrown at me last night by my quote-unquote sources that said that is a possibility, Orlando could buy out Maurice Spates. You want to talk about the perfect fit for the Houston Rockets that can play on the post and play defense, can knock down a three, go see Rockets playoff losses in the past.
Playoff experience.
Playoff experience, up-tempo experience in that system, coming off the bench experience.
Boy, does he got a weird shot, though.
It goes in. He's also got a nipple on the top of his head. That doesn't stop him from knocking down threes. That dude right there would be perfect. Tyson Chandler, perfect because he's been playing a lot of minutes this year and he's still performing inside. These other guys, I don't want to retread trying to get a ring. I want a guy that can actually help them if they need him.
I like the Spice guy. He does. He can definitely match the intensity that the Rockets on.
I like Spice
has.
A lot. It's
no
a perfect
question.
Fit. Yep.
I watched him play probably 2-3 weeks ago. So
okay, I have a confession that I've started looking up all the nicknames for players. So the first name I clicked on was Kevin Durant. So see, tell me if you've heard of all these. Mm-hmm. His first nickname.
KD.
Durantula.
I've heard that one. I like that one.
Okay. Slim Reaper.
Yes, I've heard that one.
Haven't heard that, but I don't know if I like it.
The Slim Reaper. The Servant.
Never heard that one.
And Green Room. What?
That's probably more local. I've never heard that one either.
I don't understand those, but those are his. I like Slim Reaper. That's pretty good. All right, I'm going to keep looking for some weird
Shaq
ones.
Shaq came up with it, either the Durantula or the Slim Reaper. One of the two. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, check out some of the nicknames. That'll be fun. But at the same time, look, the Armadillo Cowboy to me, that means you're settling. And now, because we're seeing these buyouts start happening, look for the fact that it's going to be a really active marketplace because teams that can only afford one or need somebody, they're going to try and jump on the first big fit that they feel as quick as possible.
Yeah.
So we'll see. And we'll probably get an indication as to what the Rockets are thinking. If they start really going after a guard hard, they got to be able to have the money to afford two if Daryl thinks he can get two.
Yeah.
And some of these guys, money matters.
I kind of like your idea about Spates, though. I hope that happens, but there's going to be some competition for him.
No doubt. But again, he gets to choose and gets... let me put it to you this, Barry. This is the best way I can sum up why Spates is probably going to consider the Rockets more than anybody else, too. What's his best shot of getting back at the team that let him go?
Yep.
Boom.
Yeah.
Get back to the Warriors, join the Rockets, get a chance to win, still play. I like it.
Yeah.
All right, let us know what you think. We've got less than an hour to go in the big show, but we're going to continue to roll on. If you want to be a part of the show, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with a whole lot more right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
And by the way, ladies, y'all fart too, okay? I'm sorry. Yeah, look, it's a lady clapping. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, no, y'all fart too. You just like y'all vampire fart. You know what I mean? Like, they don't come out during the day. But at night, y'all are active. Yeah. All up in the bed at night, right? Just snore. And they got the nerve the next morning to be like, was I snoring last night? You weren't. But your butthole was. Sound like I was sleeping next to a Harley.
That was our very own Barry Laminack, as he is our comedian of the week on an FYF Friday.
Self-appointed, too, since I pick it every week. I felt kind of douchey and selfish.
Yeah.
I was like, I got to promote this.
Overall, today? I'm just
asking.
That
was really good. That was not high five on. I'm going to give you a little bump on that. That was good. It felt kind of weird. In fact, somebody gave me some feedback last night like, man, you should have, like, you know, I wanted to promote Andy because Andy's been a friend and a mentor, but they're like, you should have just talked about yourself. But I've always kind of felt weird in doing it in that setting. Like, I'll promote, I'll do Facebook events and remind people and all that, but to come out and almost kind of brag, or that's what it feels like.
Kind of what I said, what we do with the show too. We're not big horn blowers.
Well, I don't want to give that impression, because sometimes you have to promote yourself.
That's what this job is.
You've got to promote yourself, but it always feels weird.
No, I feel you, man. Because
like, you walked in today. Excuse me, Nick, real quick though. But you walked in today. We were the first two to come to look at you. Right at the same time, we both looked and said, "You're the comedian of the day."
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got your stuff because we wanted that, because we want this to go well this weekend. Yeah.
It just feels weird. I don't know.
No, but like, you know how I always isolate audio clips of you two.
Yeah.
I feel weird isolating clips of myself. That's why I only play
that makes
stuff
sense.
Like
busted, soft pork corn. Put the nuts in your mouth and it's
stuff
great.
Like that. I don't want to do that to myself because I would feel weird. Oh, I don't want to promote myself.
But it feels
like
great
that.
When you do it to us.
I'll suck it up for a minute and a half.
I don't want to isolate stuff like that on myself because I would that would be promoting myself and that's selfish.
You're rolling today. That caffeine kicked in right at the right spot at the right time.
You are on fire. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. If this was NBA Jams, your whole body would look like the Human Torch.
Well, at least I'm not screaming at you like Stephen A.
If we could bottle this, we would open it Monday through Friday at about 1:01.
Man, I wish you were this good all the time.
Basically, see again. I'm trying to be nice.
Yeah, no. Why?
And you go for the jugular.
Don't hold back. Like, yeah. Well, at least we know he has it in him. God, I was getting worried.
And not only was the last bit funny, but it's so true, too.
Yeah.
Because, like, the other thing is...
Oh, I thought you were going to tell a story.
No, well, I am. I am. Because you know what the thing is? And I tell her this, too.
It's 320.
It is unreal.
It's 320.
How my wife...
Don't get me divorced.
...has a built-in, like, alarm clock for when I fart.
Oh, really?
She could be sound asleep. We got four dogs on the bed. I decide to roll over... You know what? Her head will pop up faster than someone hit her with a freaking stun gun. She gets, look, I go, yeah, I did. If you're just looking for verification, yep, that was me. Now go back to sleep. I mean, seriously,
is it
she
the
is
noise?
In a dead sleep. And I just go, as I'm rolling over,
yeah.
Head pops up like you just hit her with something.
You know, the worst ones are when you don't make a noise and wake them up.
That's bad because that's when it's burning the nose hairs.
Because my wife would be like, oh my God, did you fart? And I'm now, see, our cat started farting, so I'm lucky enough to be like, no, that must have been Sarah. Just to go back
that's
to
the
bed.
Same thing, yeah. Because the other thing
that's
is
why you have animals.
She smells everything.
Whether you have dogs or cats, that is why, as a man, you keep animals around the house.
But you also know that you're securely married when it used to be like, yeah, man, buddy. Ooh, that one. Oh, man. That, you know, I'm blaming the dog.
Yeah.
Now she'll go, one of the dogs is farting. I'm like, nope, that was me.
Yeah,
it was not one of the dogs. I'll take that.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
don't accuse me when I didn't do it.
They don't get credit for my good stuff. No.
Yeah.
That's some of my best work.
Hey, and I wonder,
your eyes are watering. Are you kidding me? I'm not giving the dog credit for that. You gagged a little. That's mine. That one is mine.
That means it's quality.
You left the room. I win.
That's
hell
right.
Hell no, you're not getting the dog credit for that.
Hey, and we were talking about it earlier in the week, and we were talking about it with All-Star 2 back a week or so back when we're saying, would upping the ante of the winning team getting $100,000 make guys play harder, and does the money really matter? And we went back and forth. Draymond Green now is out there after getting hit with $50,000 in fines because he fought the ejection in the Oklahoma City game. And then on top of it, he mentioned the fact that he got hit in the mouth and needed dental work, and it cost him a deductible of $500.
Oh, poor baby.
Last night after the game, he had a press conference to let people know that it matters that he's $50,500 lighter in the pocketbook for trying to make a point that he didn't deserve to be tossed.
It matters.
So money seriously matters. These guys are making they're multimillionaires, but even the smallest change can matter. Nick, Draymond sounded like this last night after the game.
I don't know. You know, you lay the ball up, you're standing right under the rim, it's probably going to hit you. It's just like physics. You know, like
so he got a tee last night because the ball went through the basket, hit his shoulder, and went out of bounds. So they gave him a tee because of that. And then when he went to basically explain the physics to the referee of, hey, it hit me in the shoulder because it went through the basket, I made the basket, and the referee wasn't having it, so he just kind of waved him off, and instantaneously they hit him with a tee.
Oh,
so you're with Draymond on in terms of the
he
call.
He didn't deserve that one at all. Yeah, now
but
I
you don't feel sorry for him in terms
of
the money.
He threw the air punch, which and when you go back and look at the replay, he just kind of went nah and kind of gave him a wave off because they said you can't be overly demonstrative with like air punches and things directed towards the official. It looks violent. But then he goes on to say, look.
So when you just like get out of here and give him the old arm, like stop it.
I've seen that.
Yeah, that's demonstrative.
Because you did it at the referee?
You're showing him up and you're demonstrative.
I've seen that call made, too.
Do you know how many players show up the referee on a nightly basis by screaming and running down the court
verbally.
And no, they'll run down the court. James Harden is terrible about it.
Yeah.
And he doesn't get teed up.
Because, and here's the other factor.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't like Draymond Green, but don't target the dude just because you want to.
On the flip side, because they know every night they're going to hear it from him, and he's constantly grating on them. So their trigger finger is ready to go on him as opposed to Harden, who has really lightened up. And Nick, you can attest to this. He used to bitch about every call.
Yeah, I
and
think
now,
right now
he's toned down to the fact they don't.
I feel like Chris Paul bitches more now. Honestly, not that I'm complaining about it because he does it like he does it. He does it on almost every play. Like if there's any type of physical contact,
no, you're right.
He's gonna yell.
Yeah. So, but then the fact that I thought was ironic because it was a discussion that we've had in the past. He went off to actually quote how much he got fined. How much that the dental work cost, the fact that his insurance doesn't pick up the deductible.
Yeah, I'm not feeling sorry for you on that.
No, but when you look at when we start going to hoopshype.com and looking at salaries, you're talking about a guy that's making over $10 million a year, and he's worried about...
$500 deductible?
Yeah, and $50,000 in fines.
Kiss my ass.
And
I'm
then
sorry.
Got another one.
I'm not...
He's up to 14 Ts. Two more, and he's suspended.
Do you want to know what his nicknames are?
Sure.
Draymond Green, Day-Day.
Okay.
You ever heard that one?
No, I'm not. I can't say I remember that.
Dre.
Yes, well, I've heard that.
That makes sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And enough. Oh, you might giggling before I get the punchline out. The Dancing Bear.
Wow.
What? Nick, I swear to everything on this planet that the next Golden State game that you cover, if you do not go to the Golden State Warriors locker room, and say, hey, question for the Dancing Bear.
Yeah. Or just
you
say,
are off
Draymond,
the squad.
Curious, where did the nickname Dancing Bear come from?
You are off the squad if you don't do that.
Can't do it. I mean, he actually seems like a guy
is
that
Jose
he might be
busy?
Cool enough.
What is he doing right now? Get him in here. You're off the squad. Why won't, dude, maybe you know what? You know what we need to do is I need to go with you and you film me and I'll do it.
I'm down.
Well, that's we'll a lot just... better than what he's used to getting in questions when he's here, right, Nick?
That's true.
That one guy that completely just kept going at him. What was that about? The guy that kept pissing off Draymond Green with those dumb questions?
Oh, it was the Asian media member. He's no longer allowed to attend.
Right, but what were the questions?
He's not?
No. He was talking, last time there was a flood in Houston. Y'all came. and won, came to Houston and won. And this time there's another flood and blah, blah, blah. And he just went off on him. He was just like, you're trying to get me to say something bad when all these people are losing their lives, and I'm not doing that.
Smart. Yeah. Smart man.
Yeah, he handled that better than most would when pushed.
He got to
the
guy
limits.
Got the attention, but not the good attention. He got the negative attention, the attention that gets you fired.
Yeah, right.
Not good. You know what I mean?
You're not coming back with a pass.
Nope.
Right now, I'll tell you guys about my friends at Texas Can Academies. I've been telling you about them for almost a year now. I support this because it's people in Houston doing a good thing to help kids in Houston trying to get a second chance at an education. It's a fantastic program, and here's how it works. If you have a vehicle running or not that's just laying around in a garage or the field or somewhere in a driveway, and you want to get rid of it, but you don't want to pay any extra money to have it towed away because it's really probably not even worth that much, and you just want to get it off your hands, this is what you do. You call Texas Can Academies. Or you just get online and you let them know where you live and what you got. They come to you. They do the paperwork. They tow the vehicle away. You mention ESPN 97.5. You get a $50 gift card. And then the process really begins. Because aside from all the benefits you got, like the gift card and the tax deductions, you can get a good feeling in your heart because your donation is going to be used for resources for kids trying to get a second chance at an education that are lacking some resources that when they have them, everything's good in the world. When they don't, they're a distraction that can actually hinder their ability to hit the books and get the grades. So when you make the donation, it's turned into resources like book money, bus fare, eyeglasses, warm meals. A hungry kid that can't see his paperwork is going to struggle. But if they got glasses and a warm meal, they can concentrate and focus a lot more. And it's all because of the donations from people in H-Town helping these kids out. So if you can, call 713-225-4226. Log on to Houston Cars for Kids. As I said, let them know what you got. Let them know where you live. They'll do the rest, and you'll be doing a great deed. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
We ready? From the first down to the first bite, ESPN 97.5 and Saltgrass Steakhouse present the official ESPN Houston app.
Now this is top notch.
Download today.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final half hour of the big show. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel, it's an FYF Friday. Anything goes. Our comedian spotlight goes to one, none other than Barry, who's headlining all weekend. Go see him at the Joke Joint, 45 and Fuquay. Two shows nightly. Funny stuff. And I'm not just saying that. You guys have heard some of the clips when Nick decided to play them. And so we continue to move on. And, you know, you guys know I love the Chuckster. And he's been a friend for a long time. But I never said that he was educated to the highest degree when he went to Auburn, and he'll be the first one to tell you he didn't go there to hit the books. but last night was a classic example of his lack of knowledge, let's just say in the category of geography.
Up for grabs this year. Yeah. Completely up for grabs. I thought Iowa was the best team until last night.
Iowa?
Yeah. Not Iowa. Purdue. They're the same. Iowa. Indiana and Iowa, they're the same state.
Wow. Wow. That's the most Auburn convoluted.
Come on. Idaho.
And Iowa and Indiana are in the same state.
No, they're the same. Okay. Hey, Montana and I. And, Montana. Michigan. Hey.
Fail.
Massive fail.
God. Purdue is in Indiana. That's so funny. Purdue and Indiana are in the same state. But Iowa and Indiana, not so much. Then he went to Idaho and Montana. Not only are they not in the Big Ten, they're not in the same state. I don't know where the hell he was going, and there was no way I could stick up for him.
Poor Chuck. I really want to give him credit by saying, you know, he probably plans this, sits down. What would be funny?
Nope. Negative.
I know. I want to give him credit for it, though.
But you talk about a guy that organically can one-liner, come back, and bust your heartbeat.
Yeah.
Boy, when he gets going.
He was on
Salisbury's show during Super Bowl week, too, and Sean was kind of poking the bear about Shaq, and he just went off with a couple of one-liners real quick, and you're just in the car just rolling.
He's good, man. He's a funny dude. So this was a quick question. Would it be possible to add Paul George in the offseason and CP3?
Just go back and listen to the podcast, what we were talking about with Charlie, because it's the same exact scenario with LeBron, only more magnified by the fact that Paul George has never really hit the big, big, big deal.
Yeah.
So he's definitely not giving any money back. Chris Paul, LeBron, you can say, yeah, they might go with a little lesser contract to make it work because they've already collected huge checks. And even in the case of LeBron, he hasn't shown any indication that he wants to. Chris Paul wants to win so bad, he might. But overall, Paul George ain't giving up anything.
Yeah, short answer, no, because of the money situation.
And because you'd have to gut your entire roster for Paul George.
Yeah, somebody texted, I farted once in the car with my wife, had to pull over so she could vomit.
My God.
This is Josh from Huntsville. He said, we had been married just for a month. I bet she was like, damn, how long do you have to wait for an annulment? Or like, what's the statute of limitations on an annulment? Because your rotten ass is gone. I'm out of here. You know. And then your friendly neighborhood beer salesman says, see you tonight. Oh, cool, dude.
You got a lot of listeners that are going. I've seen a lot of messages, which is great.
I'm excited. And let me just be the first to say, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate all the love and support that the listeners have shown me for coming
and
to
us,
this weekend.
By the way.
And you guys.
We've gotten a lot on Twitter lately about the show, which is fantastic. But we want to see that carry over to you and your shows and do well. So
yeah, I appreciate it. All of it. Thank you.
Yeah. And I got a wife with pneumonia.
Oh, dude.
And a baby that's just getting out of it. So I'll be taking care of the household. Otherwise, I would be there too.
That's what worries me, or I've been kind of freaking out about. Like, I got the, what's that stuff you told me to get? Zicam. So I went and bought that. And let me just tell you, I was like, I think Joel duped me.
Because it tastes like a sweet tart, right?
No, I got the gummies. Of course. Like, we had the vitamin talk already. Yeah. I got the gummies, the sugary, delicious gummies. Mm-hmm. But when I was reading the bottle, I was like, this is just a damn vitamin, right? And then I see at the bottom it says homeopathic.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you know what that means?
Yes, I do.
That means it's not going to work.
Well, it means that's natural.
Which means it's not going to work. I need chemical drugs to fight these sick feelings.
I've got a couple of gummies you could eat before you jump on the set.
I will definitely not remember my set if I ate those gummies. I've only been on stage.
They're almost like PEDs. Just saying.
No.
You see, Nick's been lifting.
Yeah. I definitely, I've only been drunk once on stage, and I was hosting a contest, so I wasn't even really, it wasn't like.
How did it go? It wasn't that bad, or it wasn't a big deal?
I was silly. I was stupid silly. And I didn't like it because I like to be in control and know what I'm doing and reactions. And but I don't think I can. I don't understand how some guys can go on stage or do this job and be drunk or high. Because no. There's people that do that do that. Do comedy,
some
do
of them
radio.
Sound like it doing radio.
Yeah. I feel like because I do stupid things. I say stupid things and I don't want to be out of control. But, man, God bless you.
Back in the days of me drinking like that, I could agree with that. The filter was non-existent, and I could just say anything at any time. So
yeah.
I couldn't afford to do that, let alone if I was doing what you were doing with comedy.
Josh Rapp said, I'll be there tonight. Did you sell out the show? I don't know. Like, I don't ask. I don't, one, because I don't want to worry about it, and two, then they're not going to tell me. So I have no idea. I won't know until I poke my head out of the green room and look around, and then I'll know.
Your nickname's Green Room too?
No,
I'm
the Dancing Bear. That's what they call me. Short for Barry.
It works. Yeah, there you go.
Right?
For me, you didn't have to explain that. The Bear and Barry. Yeah, just for me, I can get it. Let's run another clip. No, right now I'm going to tell you about my good friends at American Wheel and Tire. I've been telling you that Mike and Tammy Gust have owned and operated the shop for over 15 years here in the Houston area. They're conveniently located 290 and 34th Street, just outside the Loop, and they do great things. Yes, their name says Wheels and Tires, but they do so much more, from lift kits, Kevlar coating, wraps, steps and lights for your SUV or your pickup truck. They do it all right there, and while you wait in the comfort of their great waiting room with a big window that looks right into where your car's being worked on, they communicate with you throughout the process. They tell you what your car needs, what you could use, and what you definitely don't need before you even see it on the bill or pull out your charge card or pay cash. The reason why they do that is because they've heard from so many of you that said, when I went to that big name store that does the same thing, I got a bill and I got my car at the same time, and there was no explanation, but I paid for a whole lot more than I thought I had to, and I left just scratching my head going, how much of that did I really need? You're never going to get that kind of treatment at American Wheel and Tire. They're going to do it all right there. They're going to talk to you throughout the process. You're going to be happy with what you got. A lot of times with these wheels and tire issues and the damage done, the big stores are going to tell you you just need to replace one, if not both. They can repair both. They have stock rims and tires in their warehouse right around the corner. They go get them. They put them on. They take care of it. If it needs to be replaced, they'll tell you that. But in most cases, they can repair dents to your rims and damage to your tires without you having to spend the extra money to replace them. That's the way they do business. They're honest. They're communicative. And they're going to make sure you're comfortable because they want you coming back again and again. You're in Houston. They're in Houston. They want you to continue to use American Wheel and Tire. Check them out because, by the way, most of the athletes in town, when they want to get their vehicle kind of that one-of-a-kind look, they end up going there too. You can see in their waiting room, they've got tons of the jerseys and the sign balls from the people that appreciate all the things that they've done for their vehicles as well. But that's just another selling point. Check them out because they're going to take care of you. 290 and 34th Street, just outside the Loop, or go to AmericanWheelAndTire.com. See all the different vehicles they've worked on and what they can do for you. And tell them Joel Blank sent you.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final segment of The Usual Suspects on an FBF Friday. Barry, again, want to remind everybody, please get out and support him if you possibly can. Headlining tonight at the Joke Joint and tomorrow night, two shows nightly. Tip your bartenders and wait staff. Make sure you get there early.
Try the veal. Good night.
All stay right. Late for the hugs.
No. Listen.
Give Barry a blind a hug deal. That he doesn't see coming. Nope. You can actually grope a cheek if you get it
see,
in quickly.
I'll fight you.
Yep.
For every hug I get, I'm coming in and punching you.
Andy,
how about that?
Andy Huggins is going to support the hugging.
Oh, I hate
promotion.
You for putting that together. Yeah. Boy, yeah. I really hate you now. Don't come and hug me. And also, so I got this text. I just want to clear the air here. All of the jokes and the text and the tweets where you say you're going to heckle me are hilarious because that's like the one thing you shouldn't tease a comedian about. So stop it. But this was Quentin's. He said, hey, Barry, this is Quentin. I'm going to come to your show just to heckle you. All right, Quentin.
You know what that is? Someone in rural areas, otherwise known as Hicksville, wants to give you a hard time.
That's like when you mess with someone on Twitter and you're like, well, you're so stupid, and then you spell you're wrong, and you just said you're so stupid, and now, like, you can't send me that text and spell heckle wrong. That's your whole game plan is shot now.
Plus, Quentin, if you tried to execute that game plan, do you not remember how many times when you have absolutely crapped the bed on air here and we could have gone more severely at you? So much so you started to change your name to all the different things with Q. Yeah. Well, if you use your IQ, which is the intelligent Quentin, you won't do what you had planned on doing, and then we won't kill you as much.
I don't want any of you to end up on my YouTube channel and be famous for the wrong reason. Not that I would even do that, because here's how it usually goes. Like, I had, not too long ago, somebody started, they wouldn't be quiet. So I usually ask once nicely, and then I tell them to, I'll get a little aggressive, and then I'll just be like, hey, where's the manager? Somebody throw this guy out. So, I mean, just in general, just know, they'll throw you out. Not that in a million years I think any of the listeners would actually heckle me. I don't think that they would do that. They have too much class. Well, except for OU Mike.
Three times.
He probably would.
Well, I wonder if OU Mike is going to show up this week.
No, he wouldn't. He's not driving all the way.
He might get his allowance.
He's not driving all the way from Oklahoma. Shout out to Mo, too. He said, hey, man, my in-laws are down. I can't make the show, so I'm not going to get to laugh at all this weekend.
He did do a nice tweet to remind everybody to go.
Nice shot at the in-laws. Yeah, he did. He was real cool about that. And then this one scared the... I don't know what you've done to me, Joel.
Me?
This is a complete... I'm so mad that I read this text. I used Zicam for a cold last week. I stopped once I saw they had a lawsuit at one point because people lost their sense of smell.
He's trying to kill you.
I've used
it. I already felt like I was messing. It was messing with my taste buds, so I quit. I knew it all along. You didn't want me better. I used it last week.
I'm fine.
You want me dead?
I can smell you from a mile away. I'm fine. So don't worry about it.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I could smell Nick through that window.
It was just a batch, and they just had a recall or something.
I put my secret on before I left.
I asked Nick if those were gummies or he was just having an off day in the showers.
Yeah, I thought when we went in the kitchen, by the way, I don't know if someone threw up, but I was standing there getting water, and then Nick walked in, and I didn't smell anything until he walked in. I thought, God bless. Oh, Nick smells horrible.
Nope.
Right when you walk in that room.
But then he was like, what is that smell? And that's when, you know, usually if it's you don't smell it. So then I knew it wasn't him. And it smells like vomit.
Who would throw up in the kitchen as opposed to the restroom?
Well, perhaps he wasn't or she wasn't ready. That was the time.
Maybe they have two kitchens.
Or maybe it wasn't close. Well, I mean, you maybe don't have time to make it to the restroom. You have kids. You know, sometimes they just throw up instantly.
Well, we've talked about that.
Yeah.
But then you just go find Raheel's desk.
Oh, wow. Okay. Somebody said, by the way, this is a good lead in. What was the website for the unclaimed money? What was it? I don't remember now.
I got my check.
I was going to ask you. Did you finally get your check?
Got my check. Yeah, I meant to mention that. I got my check. Lisa cashed it already, put it in the bank. Yep, nice little tidy fund.
You saw not a single dime, did you? She got it and kept it.
She looked at it, and I go, I'm going to run this. She goes, oh, you don't have to do that. I can do it by my phone.
That's shoe money.
I go, yeah, welcome to Amazon Prime. I can tell you what that's going to. Shoes and dresses.
Good. I'm glad you got your money and you weren't scammed out of your Social Security card.
Yeah, because you talk about Zicam and not trusting me. That would have backfired. Man, give it up.
Claim it. Yeah, claim it. That's it, Nick. Claim it, texas.org. Oh, look at that. OU Mike just texted the show. Knock him dead this weekend, Barry. Thank you, OU Mike, very much.
You're not going, Mike?
He's not going. He's not doing that.
Did you guys hear that?
He's got some overalls on layaway?
No. Yeah, probably.
You see that Utah Jazz fan that was under anesthesia and found out about the trade?
I heard something about it.
I haven't heard it, but I heard it's I read that it was hilarious.
And I think he posted it on his Twitter account. I just tweeted it at the producer Nick, but he was under anesthesia and he learns about Derrick Rose going to Utah Jazz and it sounded a little something like this.
I can't believe we traded Rodney Hood for Jay Crowdy and Derrick Rose sucks.
We're waving Derrick Rose. He's not going to play on the Jazz.
Good. He's no good. If it was like 2012, I'd be happy. But he sucks.
Jay Crowder's good.
I know, but I mean, he was good in Boston. He sucked in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It'll be okay.
We didn't do any other trades.
No, no other trades. Okay.
If he farted at the end, it would have been the sleep app. It that sounded like we great. Went back to the it sleep is. App.
Yeah, like, boy. Oh, God, that's so funny. My wife loves those videos. Like the different people that wake up and freak out. Did you see the one where they pranked this girl and told her it was the end of the world? This chick came up.
Was she in Hawaii?
No.
Oh. No, I'm just saying because that guy got fired over that one.
No, she was. I guess she had gone and I don't remember why she was under anesthesia. Oh, it was for some like root canal or something. But she woke up and she was sitting there and they were like, Anna, get your stuff. We got to go. It's the end of the world. She was like, oh, my God. And then they had this whole elaborate. They got in the car and drove around and someone stopped them and was like, the world is ending. And like that, it was hilarious.
You know, I think I saw there was two brothers that did it to their sister.
That's what the one
I think it was. I think that was it. Yeah, like, they were
like,
it was funny.
She was like, I got to go back and get the dog or her cat or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep, that was it.
Oh, they were like, your cat's dead. She was like, no. God, it was so good.
Yeah, there was some good stuff out of that one.
I'm trying to talk my wife into getting a root canal just so I could do that to her.
See, that's my mom just had eye surgery and she had to do it. It was pretty funny.
Was it? Did she say a lot of crazy stuff?
Yeah, but a lot of it was in Arabic, so we wouldn't be able to share it. So it wouldn't have helped. But it was hilarious.
That might have been even better.
Wait,
I wish I knew that was going to happen because I would have totally recorded it.
They
brought her out and I was like, oh my God, my mom's high right now. This is crazy.
You would have been a viral sensation.
Yeah. Well, I'll let them video me.
We got smart listeners, Nick. They could probably figure out the Arabic.
No, yeah. I don't think so. You think OU Mike could figure out the Arabic?
No, I didn't. I said we have smart listeners.
He hasn't even figured out English yet. What are you talking about? Now you want him to work on another language? Let him master this one.
Do your OU Mike for us, Nick, again, one more time.
What did he say?
Ram butt.
What did he say when he you answered the
phone? Oh, he said I was slumming.
Oh.
They accuse me of slumming.
But say it like he says it.
What you doing, slumming?
That's
dang,
good stuff.
Nick. I thought you had the interns answer the phone. What you doing, slumming?
That's good stuff, man.
Thank intern Andrew for that. He had to get a Subway.
Yeah, so Barry, big show tonight and tomorrow night. Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow night. Big gorging fat-a-thon on Sunday for you.
It's going down.
Got the menu picked out
Casa
already?
Casa del Almanac. It's going to be some leftover fajita meat from Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Because it's that good.
With the special sauce?
With the...
the chewies?
Yes.
Green and sauce then, or whatever?
Who knows what else.
You thought I was going down an evil road.
I did. It'll probably be some ice cream mixed in and whatever else I can get my hands on. It's going to be...
On the fajitas?
That's probably not a bad idea.
A chocolate sauce?
Just put it all in there. Just see what happens.
Well, we wish you the best of luck, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
Knock 'em dead. Don't break a leg, but kick some ass, because that's what we expect you to do.
Appreciate it.
We're going to catch up with you guys on the flip side on a Monday when we wrap up the weekend, see how the Rockets are doing, and, of course, get you a part of the show because we appreciate you. For Nick, for Barry, I'm Joel. You guys have yourself a great weekend. Fred, AJ, Jung, and the Blitz are next right here on ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.